Gmail MacDePond, Relapuman.net at gmail.com. The meaning of words, betrayal of trust, William Jefferson Clinton. It depends on what the meaning of the word is. Part 1 of 3 introductions, who and what you are, who and what I am, realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net at gmail.com, Sun, June 7, 2020 at 3:27 a.m. to, Lieutenant Nelson Carrington, Western District Commander, SBPD West at sbcity.org, note. A spoken voice narrative tool reading of this page is just over 40 minutes. That does not include the reading of text content on images. Pill hashtag HIVUntreatable. I have no HIV doctor provider care since March 2019 because I cannot have an open, honest doctor-patient relationship with such a person in this country. I must go to the United Nations, renounce my United States nationality and change to a different country that does not allow the haters to intentionally win. I expect each and every word to sentence to paragraph to be human read in this email. This email has boomerang click link tracking. I expect each and every single link, after reading the text content to be systematically top-down link by link clicked and opened and received. Each and every link, if this is not performed, the content of this email remains open and not received by human responsibility. I expect you to fail, for you must fail, for why you must fail. You want me dead. Face with thermometer dizzy face thinking face face with medical mask skull. http://lieutenant-nelson-carrington.community.gruup.net/17. Image.png. TXT, hash understanding, 10 most destructive human behaviors. HTML, spoken voice narrative, 2018-03-1101:4037k written source, https://u.lifescience.com/14152-destructive-human-behaviors-bad-habits.html. A short list will be introduced and then details on each of these areas of destructive human behaviors will be expanded. 1. We lie. 2. We crave violence. 3. We steal. 4. We cheat. 5. We cling to bad habits. 6. We bully. 7. We nip, tuck, plump and tattoo our bodies. 8. We stress out. 9. We gamble. 10. We gossip. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, United Nations. https://u.un.org Universal Declaration Human Rights. Screenshot 2020-06-06 at 20.41.50 display 1.png im part, learn to pronounce verb make, information, known, communicate. Teachers had a duty to impart strong morals to their students, similar, communicate, pass on, convey, transmit, relay, relate, recount, set forth, present, tell, make, known, make, public, go, public, with, report, announce, proclaim, spread, disseminate, circulate, promulgate, broadcast, disclose, reveal, divulge, bring into the open, let on, about, tell, all about, blab, spill, discover, unbosom, opposite, keep to oneself, bestow, equality. Its main use has been to impart a high surface gloss to finished articles, similar, give, bestow, confer, grant, lend, accord, afford, provide. Con fair, cane fur, learn to pronounce verb 1, grant or bestow, a title, degree, benefit, or right. Moves were made to confer an honorary degree on her, similar, bestow on, present with, to grant, to award, to decorate, with honor, with, give, to give out, to gift, with, endow, with, best, in hand, out, to extend, to vouchsafe, to accord, to opposite, withhold, remove, to, have discussions, exchange opinions. The officials were conferring with allies, similar, consult, have discussions, discuss things, exchange views, talk, have a talk. Boomerang respondable likely to receive a response image.png. You will and must fail to respond to this email. A timely professional standards response via written email reply to. Is demanded, expected to be within 7 days of the sent timestamp. Even if that is a status update that you are still processing the contents of this email. An assessment fee, fine at $162.72 per day, X human count factor, to be applied and proceeds for such fines will be directed to charity multiplied by direct individual victims' names by the number of daily deaths occurring caused by COVID-19 in the city of San Bernardino that occur following the sent timestamp of this email. Legally this demand cannot be enforced, morally speaking it must be. I expect no reply, a period of 120 days to expire before I can proceed to file court complaint, you might as well count the death names and pay 120 day deaths in advance. If just one death occurs daily in the city limits, $162.72 times one death for 120 days. Equals $19,526.40. For it remains a fact that I declare such failures already in the conduct of Sergeant John Echevarria in Facebook Messenger. San Bernardino Serteam m.me/10364084448869. The word fail appears 33 times in this messenger text content. Screenshot 2020-06-07 at 02.04.43 display 1.png. # TED Talks on Peace and Policing. # Don't lie to me. Honestly speaking, I don't think the San Bernardino Police Department can become honest with me. Is everything really running smooth, I-OK, fine and dandy, easy riding? Image, JPEG. Study, San Bernardino named most dangerous city in California. Los Angeles, CBS LA, 4 years after a deadly terrorist attack, San Bernardino has been named the most dangerous city in California, and the third most dangerous in the country, Dec 2 2019, 188 days ago. https://losangeles.cbslocal.com/2019/12/02/San Bernardino named most. http://iecn.com/san-bernardino-needs-a-real-leader/san-bernardino-needs-a-real-leader by guest op ed March 31, 2020, 68 days ago, 07985 by T. Elliott, former Sun editorial board member and current chairman of the San Bernardino City Public Safety Commission for nearing 2 years, the city of San Bernardino has operated without stable leadership at the top of the police department. Unfortunately, the former chief was ill and ultimately retired. This city owes a debt of gratitude to interim chief Eric McBride, who has chosen to remain vigilant and keep our police department not only functioning, but steadily improving. Now with coronavirus and both the city, state and country in a state of emergency, the one man we should look to for safety and leadership that would guide the emergency operations center through a crisis should be our chief of police, but oops, we don't have one. The blame for any presumed lack of stability should not now go to the police department nor the mayor and council. At this point, it lies 100% at the desk of the city manager, Terry Ledoux. To quote former President Obama, we cannot keep doing the same thing and hope for a different result. Actually, the quote is most attributed to Albert Einstein, a theme in this writing June 2020 overall. Image.png. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. These words are usually credited to the acclaimed genius Albert Einstein. Quote investigator, there is no substantive evidence that Einstein wrote or spoke the statement above Mar 23, 2017 insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and https://quoteinvestigator.com/2017/03/23same. Image.png. Interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. Addressing this email to the attention of San Bernardino Police. Source. https://u.sbcity.org/city-hall/police_department/about_sbpd/the_command_staff.asp. Command Staff Lieutenant Nelson Carrington, Western District Commander. Lieutenant Nelson Carrington was born in New York, and relocated to San Bernardino in 1989 with his family. He joined the San Bernardino Police Department in 2005. As a police officer, Nelson worked patrol, and a variety of specialty assignments, including the Community Interagency Training and Enforcement Team, Crime Impact Team and Gang Unit. In 2014, Nelson was promoted to the rank of detective. In that role, Nelson served as a gang detective, patrol corporal, field training officer, department recruiter and training corporal. Nelson is also a recognized and certified taser, less lethal munitions, defensive tactics, firearms, active shooter and patrol rifle instructor. In 2018, Nelson was promoted to the rank of sergeant, serving as a patrol supervisor and the personnel and training unit manager. As the personnel and training unit manager, Nelson and his team were responsible for the hiring of new police officers and professional staff as well as designing and providing training for all department employees. During Nelson's tenure as the personnel and training unit manager, the department hired over 40 new police officers, many of whom were born and raised in the city. Nelson was certified to the rank of lieutenant in 2020 and is currently assigned as the Western District Commander. Background in the selected choice to title the subject of this email. Closing square bracket equals 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 equals. Lewinsky was a graduate of Lewis and Clark College. She was hired during Clinton's first term in 1995 as an intern at the White House and was later an employee of the White House Office of Legislative Affairs. Some, who believe that Clinton began a personal relationship with her while she worked at the White House, the details of which she later confided to Linda Tripp, her Defense Department co-worker who secretly recorded their telephone conversations. 5. In January 1998, Tripp discovered that Lewinsky had sworn an affidavit in the Paula Jones case, denying a relationship with Clinton. She delivered tapes to Ken Starr, the independent counsel who was investigating Clinton on other matters, including the Whitewater scandal, the White House FBI files controversy, and the White House travel office controversy. During the grand jury testimony, Clinton's responses were carefully worded, and he argued, it depends on what the meaning of the word is. 6. With regard to the truthfulness of his statement that there is not a sexual relationship, an improper sexual relationship or any other kind of improper relationship. 7. Dear Lieutenant. On the date of July 1, 2017, some words appear onto the universe of common humanity, common values, the Commonwealth. Who I am right here in this introduction is not important. The article to which both your name and your photo are in on this date is irrelevant for the moment. Your name and your photo image did appear in someone's words July 1, 2017, but what was said must be irrational. The photo depicted must be a man that is not you. Some kind of imposter. Some kind of fraud. Some kind of fake news. Some kind of lie. Some kind of untruth. Some kind of deception. Some kind of intent of a false narrative, ultimately a betrayal of trust. I have brushed all of what is said then attributed to you sir nullified for also written on the same day are words so much more paramount, so much more needed, so much more priority of the commons, you a little man with a big huge total role here or just an ant in comparison to the writing of Dr. Harriot Fraud dated July 1, 2017. Where she writes, I pick here what is apparently showing, I skipped something, just like I skipped over you to place you into a void where you perhaps unjustly do not belong. But there you sit in this void anyway. Homicides. A second area of the cost of inequality and mental health breakdown which I will briefly consider is homicide. Here again we are the leaders among all of the Western industrialized nations. Part of the deluge of US violence is from our uniquely unchecked gun sales. Americans are 20 times more likely to die from gun homicide than the people of any other OECD nation. The marketing agents for big gun corporations had the smart idea of marketing guns as emblems of manhood and proof of Second Amendment rights at a point when male gender provider roles are challenged by low wages and basic rights are challenged by corporate dominion over America. Manhood and rights assertions are certainly smarter advertisements than buy guns. Make us rich. The NRA lobby allows the daily slaughter. Mass murder is a uniquely frequent American specialty. It involves killing several people who are strangers. It does not count the many men who kill their families, girlfriends, etc. The U.S. had 30 mass killings in the last month I studied Sep 2017, sick. In that month no other wealthy industrialized nation had any mass killings, none. The killers were all American men who were either disappointed in love or fired from work, or both. Gun violence was their way to reclaim their manhood in a blaze of murderous glory. Gun manufacturers are the richer for it. These murders began under Reagan in the 1980s when inequality had its presidential champion and corporations were boosted over the rest of us through lower taxes and anti-union drives. They are a symptom of American inequality and corporate capitalist domination. I continue to write to a human male, for this must be the top of the top of all of the tops, as the phrase goes. The buck stops here. A lieutenant I am told. Great honors I am told, but I don't believe it. Crystal ball pile of poo upside down face police officer down finger thumbs down bomb triangular flag biohazard SOS button globe volcano police car airplane hourglass toilet game die. Pistol. Albert Einstein, truth is revealed when authority is challenged. https://bigthing.com Words of Wisdom Albert Einstein Rebel Scientist Feb 23, 2015, unthinking respect for authority, said the legendary theoretical physicist, is the greatest enemy of truth. Image.png. Blind belief in authority is the greatest enemy of truth, Albert Einstein. Also said, but I cannot make an assumption that you have even a clue to the man I refer to. Image.png. To act intelligently in human affairs it is only possible if an attempt is made to understand the thoughts, motives, and apprehension of one's opponent so fully that one can see the world through their eyes. Albert Einstein. My first question to you sir. Am I, poor little to grand title of authority but to know what is right and what is wrong, am I your opponent? You all are definitely my opponent. I am not here to make friends. I am not here obviously to impress your ego. I am not here writing, to honor you. I am not here to adorn you with compliments, kiss your ass, and I am certainly not here to deceive you. I am here seeking the truth. The agenda to such a lofty goal and status condition is elusive to unobtainable. Honesty Billy Joel If you search for tenderness it isn't hard to find you can have the love you need to live but if you look for truthfulness you might just as well be blind it always seems to be so hard to give honesty is such a lonely word everyone is so untrue honesty is hardly ever heard and mostly what I need from you I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies all I want is someone to believe honesty is such a lonely word everyone is so untrue honesty is hardly ever heard and mostly what I need from you I can find a lover I can find a friend I can have security until the bitter end anyone can comfort me with promises again I know when I'm deep inside of me don't be too concerned I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone but when I want sincerity tell me where else can I turn cause you're the one I depend upon honesty is such a lonely word everyone is so untrue honesty is hardly ever heard and mostly what I need from you source, lyric find songwriters, Billy Joel Honesty Lyrics Copyright Sony, ATV Music Publishing LLC. Universal Music Publishing Group, SongTrust AVE. Back to Dr. Fraud. Lack of trust. A third area of American mental health tragedy and capitalist inequality is lack of trust. Any collective action requires trust. One area where Americans have lost trust is trust in government. A good way to explore this is to look at the minimum participation wealthy nations offer, voting. Among the wealthy nations, the U.S. has the lowest number of eligible voters turning out for presidential elections. In our last presidential election, the U.S. had 55%, a little more than half of eligible voters believe enough to trust that their participation in our government counted to cast their vote. In contrast, in Belgium, 87% voted. In Denmark, Sweden and Norway, 80% voted. In other wealthy nations like France, Germany, Sweden, over 70% voted. The US is the only one of these nations that allows private and corporate donations in elections. Almost half of Americans may perceive that their government is bought and they no longer have a voice. They have given up the little influence left to them. That was clearly illustrated during the Bernie Sanders campaign when a majority of millennials mobilized to vote for Bernie with whom they felt they would be empowered. Fully 175,000 volunteers turned out in the first week of Bernie's campaign. For that moment, their trust that they counted allowed them to be active. When he was betrayed by the established Democrats, half of them didn't bother to vote. People lost the trust that they made a difference. Americans became disconnected when corporate America took over in the 1970s. Robert Putnam in his book Bowling Alone showed us that there were more Americans in bowling leagues alone in 1970 than there were in all organizations in America in 2009. People need to trust their collective power and they need to trust their own agency to join any group. Too many Americans have lost their trust. One aspect of our lost trust is trust in ourselves and in our own judgment. Our trust may be eroded in part because we are barraged by lies. There is an even more damaging lack of trust which is closely related to mental illness. Americans have lost trust in themselves to make the kinds of work and love and politics that are hopeful and positive. Self-confidence is eroded for the at least 80% of us for whom the possibilities of basic economically stable and fulfilling careers, marriages and relationships are precarious and difficult. People become afraid to even try. They lack trust across the board. What can we do in the light of American economic, social and personal pain? How can we restore basic trust in ourselves, each other and our power to shape the future? In spoken voice, the entire Dr. Harriet Fraud work answers these questions. Mass murder is capitalist misery economy meets psychology.org fault. In my imperative need to respond to my doctor's claim of harassment and threats, this was filed in actual court documents. TXT, Gmail, defendant address to the court for the public record of truth.htm 2019-08-1011:5566K. Case CIVDS 1921276SHIGENOV Driscoll. View date action text disposition image 08/12/2019 8:30 AM Department. S32 Hearing on Civil Harassment filed by Eric Tomomi SHIGENO. Minutes 08/08/2019 Proof of Service of Response to Request for Civil Harassment by Mail on 08/08/19 is to Eric Tomomi SHIGENO, filed. Not Applicable 08/08/2019 Response to Temporary Restraining Order filed by James Martin Driscoll, party represented by Pro Per. Not applicable N07/18/2019 Notice of Court Hearing, Civil Harassment, filed not applicable N07/18/2019 Temporary Restraining Order Civil Harassment, filed. Not applicable N07/18/2019 2:10 PM Department. S17XX Party Hearing Re, Harassment, Minutes Pre-D Complete N07/18/2019 Declaration Regarding Ex-Party Notice filed. Not applicable N07/18/2019 Civil Case Cover Sheet filed. Not applicable N07/18/2019 Certificate of Assignment received. Not applicable 07/18/2019 Set Default Department to S32 N07/18/2019 Petition filed, Civil, Nada. We can apply this same argument on the mere mention of the word, homicide, does not imply that the author is homicidal. If a standard exists, it must allow for the freedom of expression to exist to freely express the subject of homicide without being inverted upon the author as the intention to cause homicides. We must find that logic exists in the use of language standards. Now as these logics continued, the mere mention of mass gun shootings does not imply the standard by default that such a mention by an author should take a standard that the author is intended on acting out harm by a mass gun shooting event at all, nor would it imply a target to be implicitly directed against a single person. Taking this mere mention of phrase into consideration and holding such a deviation of standard approach that targets the author as the mass gun shooter would be dangerous to the freedoms of expression and the freedoms of speech. Now apply this to the term also being characterized as a threat, mass murder. If such a deviation of standard exists that places the mere mention of the phrase, mass murder, as an issued threat, then this article cannot be referenced. Mass murder is capitalist misery, economy meets psychology. blog_mass_murder_capitalist_misery.png By Harriet Fraad, July 1, 2017. https://u.democracyatwork.info/capitalist_misery_economy_meets_psychology The standard that must be applied here must allow the freedom of speech to express the term, mass gun shootings, and subsequently the term, mass murder, as a point of discussion and a deviation from this standard that has been applied here in this case by the method that is explicitly said as the position of the petitioner. Implied threats cannot be reached nor can the petitioner expand on any expression of words together from author outside these terms by themselves that shudders the petitioner's emotions to imply that mere mention of the phrase, mass gun shootings, or, mass murder, scares him to an irrational mind. Are we going to allow the irrational mind to rule over the logistics of rational thinking here? Answer yes, that is dangerous and has the effect of suppressing my freedoms of speech. This to not consider the expression fully of the English language upon the authored words which are now, published works, of this author for the entire public to review. As the court has imposed a deviation of the standard that is dangerous to apply to the use of the word, suicide, the use of the word, homicide, and subsequently as this case applies the use of the phrases, mass gun shootings, and, mass murder. Now, why is this deviation of a rational standard that has been applied in this case dangerous to the author's freedom of speech? Dash 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 dash. 32.02.nowplayingattn.greatertan. Org, knowledge is power. Bullshit, a hashtag huge fail conspiracy hashtag Hiveview treatable 16 views 1 month ago. 41.25 now playing hashtag Hiveview treatable truth finder Dr. Eric Tomomi SHIGENO 25 views 1 month ago. 41.53 now playing watch later add to Q Association of Nurses in AIDS Care Greater Palm Springs Dr. Eric Shigeno passing 42 views 1 month ago. There is no more restraining order, the doctor is dead. Eric Shigeno passed away on Friday afternoon after suffering a stroke last weekend. He was surrounded in his final moments by immediate family and close friends. Dr. Borrego Health, we are deeply saddened to share that Dr. https://u.facebook.com Borrego Health photos we are deeply sad. Feedback about featured snippets web results Borrego Health on Twitter, we are deeply saddened to share. https://twitter.com Borrego Health status April 12, 2020 We are deeply saddened to share that Dr. Eric Shigeno passed away on Friday afternoon after suffering a stroke last weekend. He was, for the record, index of persons, Dr. Eric Tomomi, Shigeno, fuckedupwoman.net conspiracy dash exposed dot acknowledge dash these dash truths dot fuckedupwoman.net persons NPI 1,619,153,970 Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno, 2019-08-09-23:46 DIR. Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno died, leaves this legacy in his name. Og 2020-04-20. Required linking and listening 8min27sec, Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno died, leaves this legacy in his name. Og 2020-04-2006:35 1.9m. I object to the treatment, lies, and behaviors that I have received by my very own hometown of San Bernardino in 2017, 2018, 2019, and now 2020. A native-born resident of San Bernardino, now age 54. I do not intentionally lie, cheat, or steal my way through life. A former notary public. http://lieutenant-nelson-carrington.realapuman.net/item-proofs/history-driscoll/notaricertificate107763.8%5befl.5d.jpg. Image.png. When I was 18, I appeared in the San Bernardino Sun. Image.png. Image.png. November 1, 1987, appeared in the Library Journal. Public Access Microcomputer Services in Public Libraries. PDF 2012-11-1813:31.1m and was a part as an employee of my first job ever, working for the San Bernardino Public Library. Image.png. You must open my resume to understand what I contributed to this city. But you are a figment of imagination, sir. In the mind way, my 15min of fame James M. Driscoll, experience resume. Desk manager Cosan Computer Center, maintained library patrons walk in use of computer lab. Full implementation of information databases including users file, software catalog, and lab users login interface. Reservations could be made up to 2 months in advance and computer time was restricted to 2 hours per day. The lab's desk manager maintained currently logged in users, remaining time, and any checked out software materials being used at the workstations. Lab administrators could schedule class or other group reservations, as needed. Statistical usage information was reported. Microlink BBS Public Library Online Bulletin Board System Full Development of User Login Database Public and Private Messaging Questions to Reference Librarians Information Bulletins Online Games Usage Log and Statistics Features First Online in 1983 Using a $5,000 Corvus 10MB Hard Drive and a Hayes 300 BPS Micromodem No Commercial BBS Software Packages Existed for This Type of Application Microlink BBS Was The Second Public Library in The Country to Offer Such Dial-Up Services Next to The Chicago Public Library Microlink was later renamed to Lola, Library Online Apple. For I know what is true, and this is true. https://u.justsecurity.org/69449/public-officials-can't-block-critics-from-official-social-media-account/. Public officials can't block critics from official social media accounts that's more important now than ever before. By Carrie DeSell and Meenakshi Krishnan March 30, 2020. Social image Twitter icon Reddit icon last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit denied the Trump administration's request for full court review of last year's decision holding that the president violates the First Amendment when he blocks critics from his at Real Donald Trump Twitter account. The denial leaves the original panel's decision in place with important implications for the public's right to access and interact with public officials' social media accounts. The Second Circuit's action is especially welcome now, at a moment when many Americans are especially reliant on public officials' social media accounts, and on other official social media accounts, for information about the COVID-19 pandemic and about the government's response to it. In asking the court to rehear the case, the Trump administration asserted, as it did before the panel, and the court below, that the president operates at Real Donald Trump in his personal rather than official capacity, and that in any event he acts in his personal capacity when he blocks other users from the account, because Twitter has made the blocking feature available to all users, not just to the president. The government also argued that the president's Twitter account could not be a public forum under the First Amendment because Twitter is privately owned. The Second Circuit rightly rejected these arguments. As Judge Barrington Parker reiterated in a statement accompanying the court's denial of the government's request for rehearing, the president uses the @RealDonaldTrump account to make official statements on a wide variety of subjects, many of great national importance. In other words, the president uses the account as an extension of his office. That Twitter has extended the blocking feature to all users is not relevant, the court concluded. What matters is that, in blocking people from his account, the president is blocking individuals from an account used for official purposes. The court also found it irrelevant that Twitter is privately owned. For First Amendment purposes, the court reasoned, the important facts are that the president controls the relevant space, the interactive space associated with his account, that he has opened that space for expression by the public at large, and that he excluded the plaintiffs from the space because they criticized him. This week's decision focuses on the president's Twitter account, but it has broader implications. Public officials all around the country are using social media as their main means of communicating with their constituents and the public. As news reports have described, a troubling number of local and state officials have followed the president's lead by blocking critics from their official social media accounts. This practice distorts public discourse and democratic decision-making in multiple ways. It impedes the blocked users from participating in public debate. It deprives other users of the opportunity to hear the comments that the blocked users would have made. It insulates public officials from criticism, and it turns dynamic forums into echo chambers. The Second Circuit properly makes clear that the First Amendment does not permit public officials to distort public debate in these ways. Imposter.png. Note the strikeout mode in the statements, words or do not hold meaning. https://u.strongnation.org/article/452-san-bernardino-police-officers-connect-with-youth-community. Fight Crime, Invest in Kids event, press release, July 1, 2017. San Bernardino Police Officers Connect with Youth Community Town Hall event kicks off multi-day training session for San Bernardino Police Department. Share Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. 5 law enforcement officers from the San Bernardino Police Department connected with youth and community members at a town hall meeting organized by Fight Crime, Invest in Kids Police Training Institute, PTI, in partnership with the Youth Action Project and the Young Visionaries Leadership Institute. As police officers, it is imperative that we listen to and address the needs of the members of our community. This forum is an excellent opportunity for us to continue to foster and build upon those relationships. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan. What happens across our nation can and does have a direct impact upon the members of our community. As public confidence in law enforcement is tested, many of our residents, both young and old, may have similar questions and concerns. As police officers, it is imperative that we listen to and address the needs of the members of our community, said Chief Jared Burguan of the San Bernardino Police Department. Establishing open lines of communication creates greater understanding from the public of our role and us of their concerns. This forum is an excellent opportunity for us to continue to foster and build upon those relationships. We eagerly look forward to this continued endeavor. How, Sir Nelson Carrington, how can I even hold any trust upon you? How is this possible? San Bernardino PD. 5,941 tweets. See new tweets. San Bernardino PD. At San Bernardino PD. You're blocked. You can't follow or see at San Bernardino PD's tweets. Screenshot 2020-06-06 at 19.53.38 display 2.png. A human action set into motion to conflict avoidance a situation, a matter of absolute. Conditioning, you are breaking the law, you are breaking the trust. By the way, the meaning of the word is. Before you continue to read that, listen to this. A call recording made earlier this day. San Bernardino Police Department, SGT Rogers underscore 2020-06-06 underscore 09-58-55.mp3. A call recording made May 28, 2020, voicemail to cert. 909-384-5767 underscore 2020-05-28 underscore 21-17-44.mp3. Is filter definitions by topic. See definitions in all religion. Motoring, third person singular present of be. Be, verb third person present, is one, exist. There are no easy answers, similar, exist, have being, have existence, live, be alive, have life, breathe, draw breath, be extant, be viable, be present. There were no curtains around the showers, similar, be present, be around, be available, be near, be nearby, be at hand to, occur, take place. The exhibition will be in November. Similar, occur happen take place come about arise crop up transpire fall materialize ensue come to pass befall betide occupy a position in space. The Salvation Army store was on his left, similar, be situated be located be found be present be set be positioned be placed be installed stay in the same place or condition. He's a tough customer, let him be, similar, remain stay wait linger hold on hang on last continue survive endure persist prevail obtain attend. The days when she was in school, similar, attend go to be present take part frequent hunt patronize come, go, visit. He's from Missouri 3, having the state, quality, identity, nature, role, etc., specified. Amy was 91 cost. The tickets were $25, similar, cost be priced at sell for be valued at fetch come to set 1 back go for amount 2. 1 and 1 is 2, similar, amount to come to add up to run to number make total equal to be equivalent to comprise represent tot up to represent. Let it be a square matrix of order n, signify. We were everything to each other consist of constitute. The monastery was several 3-story buildings, 4. Informal say. When I got there, they were like, what are you doing here? Verb third person present, is 1, used with a present participle to form continuous tenses. They are coming 2, used with a past participle to form the passive mood. It was done 3, used to indicate something due to happen. Construction is to begin next summer, used to express obligation or necessity. You are to follow these orders, used to express possibility. These snakes are to be found in North America, used to hypothesize about something that might happen. If I were to lose, 4. Archaic used with the past participle of intransitive verbs to form perfect tenses. I am returned. As if I must consider you a complete idiot, huh? Like the person has to be told, scolded, into doing the right thing. http://lieutenant-nelson-carrington.persons.fuckedupwoman.net/lanier.joseph.rogers.i/sanbernardinopd/. Index of Lanier, Joseph Rogers 3, San Bernardino PD Parent Directory CalRecords, Sergeant, John, Echevarria, Index of Lanier, Joseph Rogers 3, San Bernardino PD, CalRecords Parent Directory Reference NPINO, Disc. Wendy, Ann, Holmquist, Reference YouTube, Dr. Anthony Fossey's ex-employee, was jailed, finally tells all. SBPD West underscore 2020-06-06-13-03-29.mp3 SBPD West underscore 2020-06-06-13-06-20.mp3 SBPD West underscore 2020-06-06-13-08-59.mp3 SBPD West underscore 2020-06-06-13-19-46.mp3 SBPD West underscore 2020-06-06-13-22-29.mp3 San Bernardino Police Department, SGT Rogers underscore 2020-05-06-17-03-35.mp3 San Bernardino Police Department, SGT Rogers underscore 2020-05-06-17-09-48.mp3 San Bernardino Police Department, SGT Rogers underscore 2020-05-06-17-38-46.mp3 San Bernardino Police Department, SGT Rogers underscore 2020-06-06-09-58-55.mp3 Index of Lanier, Joseph Rogers, 3, San Bernardino PD, Sergeant, John, Echevarria Parent Directory plus 1920-06-06-13-08-46.mp3 index of Lanier, Joseph Rogers 3, San Bernardino PD, Sergeant, John, Echevarria Parent Directory plus 19099384577 underscore 2020-05-25 underscore 17-58-42.mp3 909384577 underscore 2020-05-25 underscore 18-09-84577 underscore 2020-05-25 underscore 18-39-09384577 underscore 2020-05-25 underscore 18-13-23.mp3 909384577 underscore 2020-05-25 underscore 18-13-23.mp3 909384577 underscore 2020-05-25 underscore 18-13-23.mp3
http://lieutenant-nelson-carrington.meme.gruup.net/.
Index of icon name last modified size description, DIR. Hashtag what if, starting point memplex, how to stop the epidemic of mass gun shootings, social improvement, rebuilding trust in our communities and our collective national order societies, unity in community, 2020-02-02-14:44, DIR, number 9 Scourges 12 steps, 2019-08-16:23:47, DIR, hashtag a forevermore dunce, 2019-02-17:08:02, DIR, hashtag adinkrit, 2017-02-02:22:28, dir, hashtag betrayal of the commons, 2019-07-1309:42, 2019-01-1806:12, 2017-12-1001:58, dir, hashtag the social contract, 2019-06-1423:02, dir, hash understanding, 10 most destructive human behaviors, 2018-03-3002:21. 2018-05-2414:04, dir, hashtag why is the clear sky blue, 2018-02-1214:06. If you wish to achieve excellence, first define excellence.org 2020-02-1903:21 2.9 m, mass murder is capitalist misery economy meets psychology.org 2019-06-1204:54 4.8 m 2016-08-1611:01 3.4 m, nothing really matters.org 2020-02-1801:32 748k 2016-07-2406:25 22k, What If by James Martin Driscoll Deck 2019.og 2020-01-2107:28 8.7 m.__.      2019-09-2105:34 4.1 m 2018-03-09:17:33 53. Google Pay logo money request $9,999. Pay now decline request money requested from Gmail. Learn how Google logo ID LB568-4DDF8AEECEAB-Pay.Google.com Help Center protect against fraud. 8 attachments, download all attachments, view all images, image.png 453k, view download image.png 75k, view download image.png 7158k, view download image.png 4045k, view download image.png 2664k, view download image.png 2047k, view download screenshot 2020-06-06 at 19.53.38, display 2.png 724k, view download imposter.png 1298k, view download.